Buongiorno a tutti.
Good morning to all of you. We had today first talks, and I'm very happy to announce that with the Secretary General of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, which was focused on the main challenges about European and Atlantic security and on the preparation of the very important summit of the alliance, which is planned in Brussels on 11th and 12th of July. I had the opportunity to state clearly from the speech delivered to the Italian Parliament for the confidence vote to my government, I confirmed and said that Italy strongly believes in the Atlantic Alliance as a pillar of European and international security. Since the establishment of NATO, Italy has invested very much on NATO, both from a political and a financial point of view, and will continue to do so, thanks to its commitment on different international theaters. Italy has been, for a long period of time now, recognized as a supplier of security worldwide. Certainly, we will not shy away from what I will describe and define as a responsibility, hence our commitments in terms of solidarity and Atlantic loyalty. However, we consider it to be natural for our country to play an increasing key role, in particular for security and stability on the so-called southern flank of the alliance. That area of instability which expands almost without interruption from the Mediterranean to the Middle East. And it is from here that we presently have the most direct threats to the safety of our citizens, instability, terrorism and violent extremism, illegal trafficking of every kind, and we also know human trafficking as well, proliferation of weapons. And it is on this region that Italy asked NATO to be more concentrated with its efforts and with its attention within the overall adjustment process of NATO to the new safety and security challenges, which now have one multidimensional feature. Italy has been working in order to raise the awareness of the Allies on the central role of the extended Mediterranean for the European security. Within the alliance, a process has been started to pondering about the situations and adjustment of the measures also on this flank, but we consider this to be something which needs to be speeded up and concretely implemented and further strengthened. Among the measures that we hope can be soon adopted and implemented, there is the planning aimed at increasing the response capacity, the Allies' response capacity in the south, more robust cooperation activity and assistance activity in favor of our regional partners, and more constant dialogue with the partners in order to acquire their evaluations on the regional situations and in order to have the mutual needs be met. I'm reminded our guest the strong expectation from Italy to achieve the full operations of the so-called regional hub, which is established at the NATO command in Naples. This will represent a very important, a very useful hub to improve the ability of the alliance to carry out analysis, to implement actions, and to cooperate with the other parties, partners in the Mediterranean. In this framework, we think that it is not possible to do without a more intense cooperation between NATO and European Union in the Mediterranean and elsewhere. The strengthening of the European dimension on security, which we consider to be a priority, would, as a matter of fact, lose meaning and effectiveness outside a framework of full synergy and complementarity with the instruments and the forces that the Atlantic Alliance has. This message shall be stressed again, and we hope it will be clearly received in the next summit. Over the years, many and interesting activities have been developed of practical cooperation between the two organizations, but what we expect from the summit is a further visible awareness raising, first and foremost a political one, as to the central role of the cooperation between NATO and European Union in any possible situation in the interest of security. During our talks, we also dealt with the sensitive and complex issue of relations with Russia. After the Ukrainian crisis of 2014, NATO has chosen a so-called double-track approach towards Moscow. Firmness in terms of principles and deterrence against their violations on the one hand, but dialogue on the other hand. We confirm and we endorse this approach. It's a line that we hope will be constantly implemented in NATO-Russia relations, and in particular continuing promoting the NATO-Russia missions, and in particular in making the communication between the military summits more effective in order to avoid misunderstandings and potential escalation. It's a fact that Russia has an essential role in many international theaters. Therefore, we believe that without the involvement of Russia, it is difficult, if not impossible, to reach political solutions that represent the only way out, the only realistic and long-lasting way out of these crises. We shall not forget that dialogue among countries cannot involve only the institutions, but it stems from the bottom, from the grassroots. The firmness and restrictive measures when needed must, however, be only one tool within a comprehensive framework of action. They shall never become an end, nor should they have a negative impact on the development of a healthy and fruitful relation among civil nations. NATO too, though in the complex present stage of relations with Russia, can provide its contribution to give the counterparts messages of opening opening of dialogue and mutual understanding in a mutual interest for stability and international and European security.
Mr. Conte, thank you so much for your warm welcome and congratulations on your mandate. I really appreciate this. Highly valued NATO ally, you play an essential role in our shared security by contributing to many different NATO missions and operations. In Afghanistan, you help train local forces in their fight against international terrorism. And I was really impressed by the professionalism and dedication of the Italian troops I met in Herat. I welcome the ceasefire in Afghanistan due to start tomorrow. I call on the Taliban to fully respect the ceasefire, and I hope it can be a first step on the road to a lasting, peaceful solution in Afghanistan. Italy also leads NATO's operation in Kosovo, and it helps secure the skies over Montenegro. You have deployed troops to Latvia as part of our multinational battle group, and you lead NATO's High Readiness Joint Task Force. Your contributions are in the interest of Italy's security, and they are important for securing the whole NATO alliance. everything that NATO does is defensive, proportionate, and in line with our international obligations. NATO is, as you said, committed to our dual-track approach to Russia. Strong defense and dialogue. We are making progress on both tracks. We just had an excellent meeting where we discussed our preparations for the NATO summit in Brussels next month, where the fight against terrorism will be a key topic. Italy is at the forefront of NATO's adaptation to the threats from the south. You host NATO's Joint Force Command in Naples, which now includes a hub for the south. I expect this hub will be declared fully operational by the time of the NATO summit in July. To better monitor regional threats like terrorism and failing states and help coordinate our efforts in the region. Italy will also host NATO's cutting-edge surveillance drones in Sicily, which will help us monitor and respond to emerging challenges. By tackling all these problems at source, we can help prevent new crises and conflicts and more people fleeing to Italy's shores. So what we do is in the interests of the citizens of Italy. This includes our mission in Afghanistan, our participation in the global coalition to defeat ISIS, and our work to strengthen partners. At our summit, we will take the next step and launch a new training mission in Iraq to help the Iraqis stabilize their country and prevent ISIS from coming back. We also plan to step up our support for other partners in the Middle East and North Africa, like Jordan and Tunisia. Because in the fight against terrorism, training local forces is one of our best tools. NATO is contributing to alleviate the refugee and migrant crisis in Europe in other ways too. NATO's Operation Sea Guardian works closely with the EU's Operation Sophia in the central Mediterranean. And our deployment in the Aegean Sea helps implement Turkey's agreement with the EU to curb illegal migration. The summit will also focus on our progress toward fairer burden sharing within the alliance. All allies have now started to increase defense spending. All allies are investing more in capabilities and stepping up their contributions to NATO missions. So I want to thank Italy for your continued efforts and your many important contributions to our collective defense and shared security. So, Prime Minister, once again, thank you for an excellent meeting and for Italy's major contributions to the Alliance. And I look forward to working with you. And I thank you so much for this very good meeting so soon after you took office. Thank you so much.
Thank you to you.
Thank you.